cleverly.
All right, here we go. I love this song. Thank you, Joshua. I needed a pickup. All right. If you are at home, I want you to be dancing with me. And Michael is clapping in time to the music. Yay!
You should be able to do that,
though. Former drummer, right?
Never former drummer, just retired.
Okay, retired drummer. Oh, look at our new guest.
Oh, he's getting after
he's
it.
He's getting into it. Woohoo!
Got the arm action.
Thank you, Jack.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
You understand the show. Very good.
Right,
Bianca, were you dancing? I didn't see you. Very good. I have a monitor in between me and Bianca, so I didn't get to see her. All right, welcome back to the big show, my fine foodie friends. We are live, we are local, we are luscious, and we are organic. Every Saturday morning for your foodie listening pleasure. And let me remind you that I personally am powered by FullyRawJuice.com.
Yep, we know that.
The Soul Shine Juice today, ladies and gentlemen. A delicious combination of apple, lemon, cucumber, kale, romaine lettuce, and celery. That's why I'm so perky.
It was convincing and won over new followers today.
Right? I know. I sampled Jack from the HBJ and Michael Briggs from Briggs True in the 9 o'clock hour, and yep. They loved it.
Yeah, we did. And if I might say, I was a little bit more adventurous than our friend Jack, because he was like,
no. Nope. He said no. He nope, said, no, nope, don't, I don't want it. I don't want it.
And then you smelled it, and he said, well, I'll try it too.
Yeah. And then he's like, he loved it.
Oh, he went crazy, yeah. In a good way.
In a good way. See? And there's all different flavors. Go to FullyRawJuice.com for all the different flavors. All right. In this segment right now, we have a gentleman, and his name is Jack Perry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cleverly. We're glad to be here.
And you brought Bianca with you. Hi, Bianca.
Hi. Is my mic on? Hello?
Hello.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, you're on.
All right. Hi, everyone.
Well, that was a little...
We are so thrilled to be here. Thank you, Cleverly.
Okay. And so the name of the company is Doorstep Digital. Tell us about it.
At Doorstep Digital, we are a digital archiving service offering scan, backup, and organizing services for your priceless family collection. So we work with albums, photos, film, videos, negatives, slides, artwork, and helping people preserve that. And our tagline and what we like to be known as is saving yesterday for tomorrow, offering thoughtful ways for families to be properly backed up in their home and enjoy their priceless family memories.
Okay, then continue.
Sure. So we are just crossing our three-year-old mark. We're about 3.5 years old as a company. Everybody that works for us has a photography and video production background, so we... can offer high quality imaging and local service to our clients. We have a kind of an interesting beginning. We started, like I said, about 3.5 years ago in Houston, and now we're offering the same service locally, currently in 8 markets, all the big ones in Texas, Houston, Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, and then we have a couple of pilot cities that are doing real well, Seattle, Chicago, and then some others on the horizon. So families really like the way we do our service. It's all done locally, so there's no mail off involved, and we can offer a high touch service for families in transition. Just is a lot of what we see: a move, a retirement. When a loved one passes away, is when you typically have to make some decisions about the attic, the boxes in the attic, and all the things that you cherish, and how to kind of make more meaning of those and preserve.
And how did you get started?
Well, I've been in photography and video production, working with families through weddings, family portraits, multimedia content for 16 years. And then we started this particular entity dedicated to saving yesterday for tomorrow and organizing and preserving the content 3.5 years ago. So I've been doing this quite a while, but this new entity, Doorstep Digital, is business that we're intended on providing local service in many different markets in the U.S. and partnering with other photographers around there, so we can help families that want this service or become in a transition where they get a little overwhelmed and they need extra hands, and we can do something within about, you know, two to three days or a week that may take someone 2 to 3 years to do on their own.
I have a question, because I am the recent recipient of boxes and boxes and boxes of old photos that my father had, and when he moved his residence full-time to Arizona, guess where they ended up? With me.
Right.
And I finally cracked into them, and we have photos that go back to the turn of the century that I didn't even know existed. I didn't know he had them, nothing. And so a friend of mine was looking at this old book and goes, man, you really need to scan these things. And I'm like, I don't even know where to start. You know, I mean, I know how to do it like one by one by one. But when you have photo albums and family portraits and large 8x10s, how does it work? Do you guys like just come in and take scans of everything, or do you photograph it and keep the fidelity high? How does it work?
That's a great question. So we use different archiving techniques. We use scanners. Sometimes we use professional photography equipment. You have to, with these collections, they come in different sizes and they're in different conditions.
Yes, they
so
are.
So you've got to use, we use different approaches. Some of it is pretty straightforward that clients give us. They can give us a shoebox full of loose photos. You know, that's pretty straightforward to deal with. But a lot of the collections, we call them like a lot of different animals. I say you have a lot of different animals in that box. You know, like they've got slides. They'll have old journals, which are beautiful and amazing to go through. They have negatives. They have, you know, things that are deteriorating, and you need to take care of them soon to preserve those, or you really start to see the quality go down.
And so
a lot of different techniques that we use. We have, you know, about 8 different scanners, types of scanners that we use, depending on what kind of animal is in that box.
Sure. What about old newspaper clippings that have yellowed?
We love working with those. Those are amazing, because when you will preserve those, you can, of course, you can touch them up professionally. Families and that are interested in doing family bio books, we encourage them to process them in TIFF files. You know, that's the highest quality kind of digital negative file, a little bit higher than a JPEG. We do a lot of JPEG work, and so the TIFF files render an image that you can be more versatile with, zoom in on easy, no less degradation. So, you know, if you're getting serious about putting something more meaningful together, like a bio book, which is a lot of families come to us. We had an old former doctor from MD Anderson come to us last week, and he's doing his bio. He wrote his entire bio book.
Sure.
And he hired us to do the proper imaging to complement his writing. So it's this amazing project that he's been working on he had to cultivate this for over about 2 years, and then he got his ducks in a row and he came to us with his very organized images. Sometimes we see it like that. Sometimes we see it in just boxes.
Just in general, what kind of expense are you looking at to do a project like this?
Sure. So we can do it in a couple ways. We can come to your home and we can charge you on a day rate with our teams. We've got prices for a team of one, and we sometimes with a large collection, we have rates that we need to use for a team of, you know, 5 of us to come into your home. The rates vary depending on what we're looking at. So that's one service for archiving. And then some folks also drop it off to our Sage Road location in the Galleria. They like that it's local there. And then we have similar locations in all the other cities. We try to stay near the center of the city in a residential area. So you can drop it off as well. And we have a different rate for that. And then we also have sometimes people were doing no scanning, no archiving. It's just organizing their current digital collection. And so we have a different rate for that, because we're not bringing specialty equipment in there. It's just our knowledge of the software and proper backup procedures so that people get a little more peace of mind that their collection is going to last. So a few different rate prices. Be happy to give us a buzz at the main line, and when we can quote directly, case by case.
But can you give us some kind of financial investment numbers?
We have had families, you know, spend as little as $450. We've had families spend $70,000. So it's a big range.
That's a big family.
and those projects,
that's
can
a
be,
house for the family.
Exactly.
Those are more of the long-term legacy projects. You know, a family that's doing a full bio book for their family, as well as a video library, video interviews, where we transcribe all the interviews. You know, a process that might take two years to fully complete, where we go to different sites and interview families using that. So is a wide range, and we talk to individual families and kind of do rewrite size what they need kind of for each situation, and I get directly involved in all the projects all over Texas.
So do you bring the equipment into the person's home?
We do. That's about it used to be most of the situations. Now it's probably about 30-40% of the situations where families want us to come to their home, kind of like a specialty mover, Doorstep Digital. And so that's very appealing to a lot of people. We've had people don't want to let those photos leave their house at all. You know, we take the privacy and security of what we're doing is one of our biggest concerns and things that we help people with. And so that's one way. And then the other way is they'll do a secure pickup or a drop off to our Sage Road location right there by St. Michael Church.
Okay, I was going to ask you, where are you located?
Right there. So Sage and San Felipe, walking distance from St. Michael Church, where I went to first grade, and my grandmother went there for church.
Oh, so you're a native.
I'm a third generation Houstonian, and my little kids, 13, 11, and 3, would be fourth generation Houstonian.
So that's cool. So we're chatting with Jack Perry from Doorstep Digital, and the website is doorstep-digital.com. And is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your company?
Thank you for letting us share our message. We just really have enjoyed working with families all over the U.S., mostly in Texas at this point. And the biggest, hottest trend that we see now is every family needs to strongly consider getting a private media server. Private media servers are boxes that you actually touch, and they kind of help add one more layer of peace of mind so you're not so dependent on public clouds from all the bigger players, you know, Apple, Google, Amazon. You know, they offer public cloud services which are useful, but families really want something they can touch in their home, and so we do installs for that. Keep your computer performance up and up, and keep your collection protected.
And I know we've talked about families, and just one quick note is you could also do this for a restaurant that's got unique collections, art galleries, people like that have stuff, so they could digitally archive things for not only memories but insurance backup.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's another market too. I mean, a lot of people have so much stuff that they want to save, but they want to downsize, and you know, they don't have space on their walls for it, and then the insurance thing as well.
Yeah,
but they want to preserve it, and you can do so many different neat things, but keeping it smaller and save space. We save a lot of people's space and clutter through working with them through Doorstep Digital.
That's fascinating.
It is fascinating. I think it's a really valuable service that you're offering to people. So while we're waiting to go into a break, quickly tell us about some of the digital boo-boos that you see on a daily basis.
Sure. Digital boo-boos, you can also call them pain points. You know, we see people with, we go sit with them at their computer and help them with their collection, and we see poor password hygiene. Because we get into when you try to protect
Michael, he's afflicted with that. I need to talk to you about that, by the way.
Poor password hygiene. So
yeah. I've got pretty good digital hygiene.
you can cure that in the simplest form by, you know, changing your password every 3 to 6 months and just change it.
That's right.
You know, keep the bad guys on their toes. So in protecting your digital collection, we have to consider us with a photography and IT background. We've got to consider, you know, how's this family. This whole computer situation. So we look at that. We see people running out of space on their computer. So that's another boo-boo, and they need a private media server for their home.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Jack Perry from DoorstepDigital.com. That's his website. We have more coming back. This is Cleverly, only on CBS Sports Radio 650.